I'm Connor Brown. I'm here for Rising Rock Media, and I'm talking with Jillian Stewart about what is the biggest piece for Rising Rock this semester. Jill, what is this piece?
I pitched this idea for our group project about looking over the cultural significance of different dances within individual cultures. Group pitches came about. I thought it would be interesting to look at that in the Chattanooga community, and I thought it would be important to document.
The story overall covers, I believe, four different cultural dances.
So the first thought was to focus on step dancing. It's a really undercovered aspect of something that I think is really interesting that our campus has had some controversy with. So I wanted to do almost like a follow-up story with that. So the first one is called Humbled by the Step. And so that story is predominantly just talking about step dancing and the cultural significance of why it's still practiced. It's practiced by the Divine Nine, which are a National Panhellenic Council, which is there's nine fraternities and sororities that still step to this day. And that's not just like it's not just to them, but they're the ones that practice it on campus and kind of keep the tradition of stepping alive. And there was controversy with it in, I think, either 2016 or 2017. And so I wanted to follow through and ask why it's important to still do it. The other group is Bailando Es Todo, which is primarily talking about Puerto Rican dancers. Karen Trevino and Kalani Porto. They're both from Puerto Rico and then immigrated to the United States. And it's just showing the significance of a certain dance called bachata, which is specific to Puerto Rico. It's the closest thing Americans would know it by is salsa dancing. Dance is a huge part of culture in Puerto Rico. Even though it's had struggles and adversity, these dances have continued to thrive and be something beautiful that the culture can go back to through struggle. And then we have Senior Shuffle. This is about the Eastgate Community Center. They do line dancing with senior adults in Chattanooga. The lady that we interviewed, she puts it all on, and they just get together and line dance, and it's a way of community for them. Especially the importance of it is because I think a lot of the times when you get older, people think that you lose community because you are just old, and that's not the case. You're still living, you still have things to find joy in. And I thought it'd be a shame if we didn't add an age gap and an age range in dance because to me and to I think our class, this is a timeless piece. And I think that it would be a shame if we didn't add senior adults to this. The other one that we did, it features Native American dancing, specifically powwow dances, and the importance of practice to the individual and the community. This one was probably visually a really unique piece. It's showing that I think a lot of people don't know that this goes on in Chattanooga still, that this community still meets. Still does the cultural dances that have been passed down for years. And Native Americans have been persecuted since the beginning of the founding of our country. So I think that these dances have, that they're still happening today, they need to be documented, because why are people doing them? They've thrived through adversity, just like each of the other pieces have thrived through adversity. And it's been really beautiful to capture. What a beautiful thing to capture. Just striving forward, still being a community to this day, despite the adversities that Native Americans have had to overcome. And so overall, all of these pieces put together create a story that is just showing the significance of dance in culture and why it should be documented. And I think we took this as a, speaking for my team, we took it as a one, thinking it's going to go one way, and then the story kind of just developed into something greater and beautiful. And I'm amazed that we've been able to accomplish it all, because it's been a huge thing to do. But I think it's probably one of the best things we will ever do in our college careers.
That's all I've got, Jill. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor. I enjoyed it.
For Rising Rock Media, I'm Connor Brown.